Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
And Sting will play us out. What an unbelievably beautiful day. And it's not just because Kenny and Rico are celebrating Floral Friday. Father's Day weekend ahead, sunshine. Tomorrow might be the day of the year. 75 and sunny. The day of the year. What? But I can't help. I as much happiness as I am filled with, I'm also filled with rage and disappointment and sadness.
There it is.
Yes.
There. I'm like, come on, don't bury
the lead. Celtics are the boss.
No, you can't. You can't, because a game like last night and a collapse, which is exactly what the Celtics did in this series, it doesn't leave. Detroiters know. The pain of the 06 World Series or the 2012 World Series. Those are both collapses by the Tigers. That never leaves. Mm-hmm. The pain of the Wings blowing the 3-1 lead in 2013 against the Blackhawks. The pain of that never leaves. You never forget it. A collapse is different than just losing.
You blow it!
Having your star player look like Ray Liotta at the end of Hannibal. You never forget that scene where Jason Tatum was nibbling on his own brain.
But you started 14-2.
I know. And then finished 54-22. Rico. It is, I will never, ever, the only way.
I am laughing at your pain a little bit because
it's okay.
You started off 14. And right. I'm thinking, okay.
Right.
Game 7. It's on. I mean, hitting. Jason is looking like, okay. My time to shine.
Cutscene. Head up ass.
And it was almost like the Warriors were like, go ahead, get it all out your system.
Tatum, the rest of that game, looked like what I imagine Kenny looks like at about 2 in the morning. Completely faded, confused, low energy, blank stare. Like it was, I the only way Jason Tatum will ever make it right is to win a championship. He has no other outs. It's going to be a brutal summer for him, and he deserves every bit of it. Do me a favor. Go text a dead guy again.
you see the memes that Kobe texted back, leave me alone.
No, that's that's funny.
People are sinister.
Let me rest in peace, will you? You're a bum. Let me do this, because we are going to – look, we've got a lot of good stuff today. I really like it. And Fridays, we do try to have some fun with you guys. So let me get the bad stuff out of the way. You're going to fill in the blank with Steph Curry a little later today. You can take it wherever you want. I'm also going to make you a trade offer. I'm going to make you a trade offer. And I'm not going to tell you what I'm asking for. I'm going to let you fill in the blank. We'll do that a little later on. We're going to do Who Said It. We got Roberto Father's Day Blitz, grilling products, lots of excitement. But can I start out with one thing? We'll get this out of the way, and then I won't go back to it. And look, I want to give Rieger credit for something. Now, he can be a troll and he obsesses over stuff, but Rieger's right about something. I'm guilty of something. I've given AJ Hinch largely a free pass this year. Now, last night while watching Game 6, the commercials really synced up well with the Tigers' implosion in the ninth. And part of it was disgust, right? The Celtics were in free fall in those moments. And there was a developing story with the Tigers. So I watched the top of the ninth. So I want to just ask if I am being unfair or if I've got this pretty dialed in. All right. So look, the inning starts out with a walk. Now that's Gregory Soto. I'm not panicked. I'm not saying AJ should have had someone up. I'm not saying Fulmer should have gone two innings. He never goes two innings. What happened next with Adolis Garcia at the plate is the moment. He hits a 110-mile-an-hour line drive off of Gregory Soto's calf. Whether it's your plant foot or whether it's your landing foot, that's a problem. And when you saw Soto go to walk, if you wondered why he threw a 60-foot underhander, he couldn't run. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they check him out. He decides he wants to stay in the game. That moment is where I'm warming somebody up. I'm telling you that. I said that. This is reality. But Hinch doesn't get anybody up. So what happens next, Rico, you immediately can see he doesn't have command of his pitches. You connect the dots. He gets blasted off of his calf. He had problems with the mound, right? They had to come out, tamp it down, put a little more clay out there. Rico, you could tell. Anyone could tell he wasn't right. So now you got Seager on second. You've gotten drilled with a line drive, right? The next at bat starts, and he hits Cole Calhoun on a two-strike count, 2 feet inside, hits him in the ribs. Again, has no command of his pitches. None. All right. So now we're going to go to the next at-bat, right? Now the next at-bat, he gets into a battle with a guy who hits lefties pretty well. He ends up striking out Jonah Heim. Bad call by the ump, but he's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
He then walks the next batter. No command of his pitches. None. Literally, the pitch that he swung on first was a ball. He threw 5 straight balls. AJ still doesn't have somebody up. So now you have the bases loaded. You have a pitcher who's had a problem with the mound and got hit with a laser beam off the calf. What happens next? He gives up a triple. Bases clear. Total disaster. And again, this is the problem when you only score one run. You're trying to protect a 1-0 lead. They lose the game in brutal fashion. I actually think AJ Hinch really blew the layup. And I texted with Rieger, and Rieger asked him in the postgame about why you didn't have someone up. And I'll tell you, David, do we have that sound loaded? I'm not trying to ambush you. I know I didn't ask you for it before the show, but
I know what they got, the best bullpen, one of the best bullpens in baseball, right?
Yeah, but AJ's tone was different. AJ also like, well, I know he lives on the edge. I've seen it before. And it's like, no, wait a minute. AJ, he got drilled with a line drive. And he had problems with the mound. And here's the thing. Do you know what happened on that triple? Haas, this is geeky, but I mean, it's reality. Haas set up inside. Soto missed by 1.5 feet. That ball was outside. That's how you end up going opposite field, down the line, clearing the bases. The catcher gets crossed up. It was nowhere in the scouting report. It was not their plan. Rico, you know what I know. You came of age watching Greg Maddux nibble and be able to vary things by a couple inches. Hey, man, you miss by 1 foot or 1.5 feet in a pro game.
You put it in the middle of the plate. Yeah, it's softball city.
You got a problem.
Yeah.
So I just, for me, I really thought AJ Hinch screwed up last night, and I wondered if anybody else was willing to say that, or am I just looking for a problem? David, do you have that audio? Can we play this? And then I want Rico's full rundown on this. Go ahead.
Maybe. You could. Yeah, I mean, obviously, he lives on the edge. I've watched this a lot. He lives on the edge quite a bit and had no problem punching out arguably the best hitter against left-handed pitching in Heim, you know, after that. So certainly an option. I understand.
I mean, Hinch, I got to be honest. I don't know, dude. He's a damn good manager, but he's made a couple of really weird moves this year. And last night, I think if he's on his game with a great bullpen, lots of options. Brisky was fantastic last night. You've got to have somebody up the minute you think your pitcher could be compromised. And boy, he was showing you he wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And Hinch never had anybody up. And the fateful pitch was because he couldn't locate. I just, Rico, am I looking for a problem? Is this me being rude?
No, no. I think there's, not distracted, I just think that there's some level of disgust, some level of kind of throwing your hands up in the air.
That's my, yes. Just, yes.
You know what? You guys went out there and did that whole 13-0 game. If you can do it, why am I getting up doing this every day?
Team meeting, ping pong tournament,
right?
One run.
Right.
One run.
So, yeah, it does lead to that whole, why am I doing all of this? If nobody else is doing it, putting in the work, I'm not saying that he quit, but it just seems like there is some distance. He's not quite himself. I'm trying to think of the word to use, but it doesn't seem like it's him because he's a lot smarter and a lot better than this. And it's like,
it was obvious.
Why did
to
you
me.
Leave this man out there? The ball went off of him and you're just.
And he wasn't right. It was obvious with every pitch, with every at bat. I just.
You know what it felt like? Almost like a punishment. Like,
I hate you.
Yeah. I told you not to do this.
My.
You did it anyway, and I'm not going to bail you out on this. You made the bed, lie in it.
I think I have the word that you're looking for, Rico. I think the word is apathetic, because on the field, you would have warmed somebody up if you weren't apathetic, and then in the presser, he sounded apathetic there, too.
Yes. Well, and he also kind of copped to it. Basically admitted to Rieger, yeah, it's an option. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, that's openly undermining your own decision-making process. Well, David, you look disgusted.
You're right, because he's like, well, you know, I guess that could have been a thought, but
yeah,
my mind
right.
wasn't, you know, I just wasn't thinking. You know.
Shemezel, shemazel, whatever. You know, like, and again, I know probably 14 people watched the game last night, and I understand it was during game 6. This has been a brutal stretch for the Tigers, and this week things have intensified, right? A week ago Sunday, you had Chris getting booed, Al getting booed, the 13-0 sweep by the White Sox into team meeting, into scoring one run, ninth inning implosion, and it looked like the manager, who I think we all agree is quality. Now, whether you think he's top five or not, I don't care. He's quality. He looked like he was asleep at the wheel last night. And I mean, now the team falls to 24-39. They're a zillion games out of everything. They're horrible. And I just, again, if these things don't shake the tree, I don't know what will. I'll throw the number out. We can do one segment on it. We're going to get plenty of other stuff. There's big news with the Pistons out there floating around about moving up. I'm going to offer you a trade. We're going to do Who Said It today. We got a lot of good stuff, and we are going to have fun. But I needed to bring this up. I just don't think I'm doing my job with you guys if I don't at least lay down a segment or two on that implosion, and then I'll just tell you about Odyssey.com Rewind. You can go listen to it the rest of the day. But I am not going to whistle by the graveyard. That was an embarrassment last night, and I thought AJ did a terrible job in that situation. And once again, one run. I mean, this is an offense. I don't want to hear about Martin Perez. I don't want to hear about, you know, we had more hits. Guys, one run.
Well, this was that opportunity to see that bullpen that everybody's been saying was great. Save this game. It's 1-0.
Right, and you know, that's the worst part. Rico, they have options.
Yeah.
Soto clearly was compromised. I just don't think if you watch that game, you could come away with a different viewpoint. Now, if you're
but not thinking,
on the
Kenny
payroll,
was right.
It's different. Now,
apathy kicked in, and it's just, man, every day coming in, watching this, same old, same old. You guys embarrassed. You embarrassed yourselves. You had a closed-door meeting, and then you decided to play ping pong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.